What's up, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Living Loud podcast. My name is Shanae, and I am your local photographer, astrologer, extraordinaire, badass, cool person. Come along if you want to get to know me and my thoughts on the universe and empowering mostly hot, amazing, incredible women who are boldly embracing who they are and learning to live loud, even if that is not super easy all the time. So today we are talking about getting something out of astrology if your life goal isn't to spend all of your free time studying it. Part of what I think people struggle with astrology is that it is so damn vast and it can be very complex. There's a lot of different techniques and it starts to feel like, well, this is never ending. So what are my goals again? How am I going to use this to make my life better versus just tickle my brain? And I wanted to kind of go over that a little bit today because I do feel like that is a real pain point for the majority of people who are like, you know, hey, astrology is really cool, but like, how can I actually use it to make my life better instead of just giving myself another thing to study and read about and watch videos on? So that's my goal with today's episode. So stay tuned so that way we can get into that and I can tell you a little bit about how I can help with that. So my grandma used to write a short story, like a little short entry into her planner. She had a super fancy one. It had like the date in gold on the outside and it had like a leather backing and it was like a nice little keepsake or whatever. She had a bunch of them for a bunch of different years. And I thought it was cool actually when I found them because I realized she wasn't using them to plan her future, which is how so many people use planners, like day planners. And I get that they're called planners, so they're for planning, but I'm just saying that this is a new way that I'm going to consider using my honeycomb almanac because it is very detailed with all of the transits that are going on. But I just, like, after you don't write anything down, it starts to become confusing. What day things happened? How did that actually transpire? And if I can keep track of it that way, I'm going to do that. So I'm going to try that out and see how that goes. I'll let you know. But I know the burning question for like busy, practical people like you is how much time does it actually cost? Is it actually necessary to keep like a super detailed history of my life? I would say no, but I do recommend that you keep track of like the notable events accurately, whether that's in an app or on a planner or just like in a notebook where you just write down the date and it's not really like, you know, taking up space when things are not notable. That was always my problem with planners was like once I didn't use it, it was just like not like it was a bunch of empty pages that didn't make sense to use now. So maybe like a planner where you fill in your own dates, that might work for you where you wouldn't have to fill it in actual chronological order. But I digress. That is something to think about is no, I don't necessarily need to have every detail, but having the notable events in an accurate place that is safe and not gonna get lost is really helpful. So the next question would be, is it necessary to keep an eye on the astrological forecast? Like, do I need to watch it like every day or just like sometimes or weekly or like how often do I really need to be engaging with my forecast, we'll say, and like looking at what the planets are supposedly doing in my chart? And I don't think it's necessary for you to like need to watch it at any particular interval. I have my own opinions on what might be helpful, but you certainly don't need to do it daily, my God, no, or weekly even. But there is probably a benefit to be had for doing it at least monthly or, you know, just like as the sun transits the different signs. That might be a good time to just like get a good idea what's coming up. But I actually don't think that a beginner or somebody who isn't already really pretty versed in their astrology chart should be watching forecasts anyway. I've spent a lot of years watching general forecasts, and it's not that they're not helpful, it's just that they're not the most efficient usage of your time. So I actually, maybe that's an unpopular opinion, but I actually don't think that beginners or like, I don't really know if anybody should be watching general forecasts, but anyway, that's a story for another day. In my opinion, there are two ways to use astrology if you are a non-astrologer who has no intention of becoming any kind of astrologer. And the first way is to just hire one who can help you as often as you like for like a per hour rate. This is a great choice, and I recommend that you do this anyway, generally. Because they can work with you recurringly. And then when you need guidance or feel like things are getting out of control or confusing, then you can have, you know, a meeting with your astrologer. I would love for that to be me, but regardless, someone who really gets you, really gets your chart and helps describe what's going on, so that way you can really get it. And a lot of times astrologers will have hourly availability for consulting, but they'll also sometimes sell packages with multiple sessions. So that way it can help you kind of along the process of going through these realignments and even like for long-term transformations. I also offer like, you know, packages, so that way we can go through an entire process together. And then the second way is to learn just like a couple or some specific astrology techniques, also your unique chart's message, and then to collect a few astrological tools so that you can pay for astrologers less frequently and then feel confident in your ability to forecast your own goals without getting bogged down by like the details. And this is what my Unearth Your Soulmate Self program offers. So, but like either way, you will still periodically want like a less structured recap kind of session with an astrologer who is able to get to know you over time. Because that will give you the opportunity to like ask questions and refine your understanding, both of like the cosmic clock, but also like the big picture of your lifestyle. But if you're learning astrology or like your astrology chart, even only on your own, then you should expect there to be like a long and kind of like arduous process and integration period, because like people study astrology for decades. There is so much that you don't know that like you don't know you don't know. And there's like limited free information online, and like some of it's good and some of it is noise, but like some of it's pretty academic and scholastic, and like some of it's esoteric. And it's like, if you don't know the fact that it's limitless and you don't know what you don't know means it might be difficult for you to sort out what's actually helpful for like your lifestyle. So like, what would it look like for you to use astrology to like design your whole life, even if you really have like no interest in learning every detail on how and why things are the case? You would get a firmer security in your self-esteem and expression, a better understanding of both like cash flow and what you value in your life and what blocks are involved, a look into your foundational skills and like your close support network. You would have a reflection on the role of your environment, both growing up and prioritized in your adult life. A better refining of what pleasure looks like in your life experience, learning from experiences of a day, like just a day in your life. And then the recurring activities that make up your day-to-day life. Reviewing your partnerships from a logical and grounded perspective to uncover the shadow and light in what is opposing you. Naming your issues with boundaries, leakage, fear, avoidance, and painful endings that turn into potentially painful beginnings, this whole transformation and death and rebirth. You also reaffirm faith and uncover dedication to specific supportive or unsupportive philosophies, confidently choose a place in society to seek success and share your life's work, meet your audience and learn how to support them and how they support you, and reflect in like an isolation and see what is required for you to have like mental peace and actual clarity. Uncovering the answers to all of those will enable you to place your focus at the proper place and at like the proper time, so you're not paying attention to things that should have long been solved or left in the past, and you can actually know when it's time to start focusing toward the future. And then when you know those things, it makes it a lot easier to understand what part of a process you're in and supposed to be doing in the present. So like when you understand your chart's message, a couple easy and impactful techniques, and you know how to run the helpful parts of astro.com, you can really quickly start to run with the information and see your own horoscope in like a way more impactful way than you usually do without this very structured uncovering of your natal chart. And if you're ready to stop watching endless general astrology forecasts and like searching for random shit on the internet about astrology, then just send me a message so that way we can get you sorted out. There's a few different ways to work with me. I'm still trying to reach my goal of 100 consultations in 2023. I'm not going to stop talking about that for a while. I've got a lot more consultations to do before I reach that goal. So get on my list if you're looking for something short term or just to kind of try out working with me. If you want to do packages, like I said, I also have those available. So that way we can kind of go through more of a process and transformation together. I don't want to use that word loosely or like abuse it or overuse it. But I really do think that if you're starting more towards the beginning, or if you have kind of Googled your way into just more confusion, then this is a really great opportunity to have a consultation and just sort out exactly where you are in the process. If you know that you want to work with me more longer term, it is a great time to reach out to join us for the spring session of Unearth Your Soulmate Self. It is a 3-month program. It goes from cardinal to mutable season. So the next one would be Aries season. We start on March 20. It's gonna be a pretty decent bit cheaper if you wanna join during the Aquarius season early bird. That would be $777. And it's available until February 18th at 4:34 when the sun will enter Pisces season. After that, there's no more early birds for this spring session and the price is gonna go up. So make sure you send me a DM if you are interested in working on your soulmate self this spring. But if you don't want to spend 3 months getting results and you want to kind of knock this out of the park and you have some time over the next month, you can jump into a 30-day intensive with me anytime. Just send me a message to make sure that the advanced route is a good fit for you, because it's not necessarily a good fit for everyone. So send me all your questions. Let me know how it is that I can support you going forward. And I will look forward to speaking with you in the next episode.